So now Mishnah Hay of Perek Gimel of Chagiga.
You recall that we said that Kalim are going to be, if they're dealt with by Amoratzim, they're Tamei. Fine. We have a problem. The problem is that when you treat Kalim, now we're talking earthenware Kalim, which is what they used, for Kadshim, the Pasuk already says after you use it, you have to destroy it. The reason why it's straightforward, it's not an Gezeiras HaKasav, I don't think, really. I think it's because there's Blias, absorption, like, you know, absorptions of Kadshim, and Kadshim needs to be, remember, it's burned after its time, after when the window closes. So the point is, you can't keep on using the same Kalim. So there's going to be, all year round, everyone's coming up to Yerushalayim, they need their Kalim to cook their things and, you know, whatever else, and bring their karbanos and hold their wine and everything else, and they have to use it, you have to smash it. So there's an endless demand for Kalim. Now, how many non-Amoratzim could there really be already in Jerusalem? Remember, this, it's also not like, you know, they have, like, you know, can jumbo jet and do stuff in every day. So, like, it's made locally and then distributed. So if they wouldn't trust Amoratzim and they need to have, you know, on high season, I don't know how, whatever the number is, a million Kalim produced, come on. You'll never get enough kosher Kalim. So therefore, they said, Kalim that are produced by Yerushalayim, we will trust to be Tahor if the Amor Aretz, who manufactured it, says it's Tahor. That's what we say. How close to Yerushalayim is close enough? So it's going to say from Mudi'in. If you remember from Pesachim, we talked about, it was in a different context, we talked about you have to be within your, we said if how far away is too far to be considered an Ones, and we said it was within one day's walk. How far is one day's walk? The Gemara said 15 mil. 15 mil, a kilometer, roughly 7.5. So it's called 15 kilometers, or like whatever, it's called 10 miles, 9 miles. That's beyond that, it's considered beyond a day's walk. So the Mishnah is going to say, any pottery manufacturing done within, from the distance of, and that city was, remember, the city was Modi'in. The city of Modi'in, that was the city, because that was the benchmark. Anything at the distance of Modi'in or closer, a radius of 15 mil, that's close enough that it'll have a special dispensation that even if Amoratzim touch these Kalim, we'll treat them as Tahor. So that's what it says here. It says, so this is like what's called the third way in which Truma is more strict than Kachim. We're going to be lenient on Kachim so we can have sufficient Kalim in Yerushalayim. Minha Modi'is, which is from Modi'in, the city of Modi'in, close to today's modern Modi'in. Vilifnim, and inwards, I like within a radius of the distance to Modi'in.
That's pretty far, isn't it?
Modi'in, yeah, it's far.
It's far from Yerushalayim.
Yeah, it's like more than 15
kilometers.
Well, it's the
edge.
20
minutes or 25 minutes.
Well, I'm not sure. Like I said, today
might not be the same.
Yeah, modern, it's nearer. I think it's like I think it's 7 or 9 kilometers. That number is rattling in my head from like a barrel of wine tape once upon a time from a Hanukkah tape or something. Anyways, but it's whatever it is. There is a discussion the Gemara if it's 14 or 15 mil, because and I think if I remember correctly, it ends up saying it's talk of 14 mil like as a crow flies, but 15 mil because it's a wine you like a wine road. If I remember from, I think it's Yerushalmi and Pesachim. If what's rattling around there is making sense. Sorry, I remember correctly from that. It's Pesachim, I think. In the Bavli, it's Pesachim, I think, Tzadi Gimel. Yeah, I think. Okay. And it's even worse, speaking of which. Not only you have limited access to Kalim, but if you remember, we mentioned, I don't remember where we talked about it. We talked about it to preserve the Kiddush of Yerushalayim. They didn't allow industry there. Oh, it's also Pesachim. Remember, we talked about having you have to go in and out of the city. If you remember, because to grind your things, grind your flour.
Oh, right.
Remember, because he said there's no industry allowed in Yerushalayim, so there's no like kilns, you know, like no furnaces to allowed. You're more in Bavakama base, as you couldn't have like so the city shouldn't get black and filthy from the smoke. No manufacturing on Yerushalayim, so there's like ever more limited. So you have to go out of town to buy from the Amoratzim over there, so they're going to be trusted if they're close enough. Again, so it says mina Modi'is v'lifnim, from the distance of Modi'in. And closer, ne'emanim al kli cheres. If they tell you this kli cheres is Tahor, you can trust them to use it for your kachim. Men modi'is v'lachutz, but from beyond the distance of modi'in, so then ein ne'emanim, you can't trust anymore. Ketzad, get this. So it says hakadar. You have a pot maker shu mocher kaderos. He's selling pots. Nichnes lefnim, if he's inside of the zone, mina modi'is, from within modi'im closer, hu hakadar, that very same kadar, hen hakaderas, those very same pots, hen lakuchim, the very same purchasers, ne'emam, you can trust them. I'll explain the different pshatim in a second.
Kadar is a pot make?
Potter. Yatza, if he goes out of the zone, the same guys, the same people, the same pots, ain't ne'emam, you can't trust them anymore. So the simple pshat is simply saying the very same guy. The very same guy with the very same pots. The very same guy. If you make the transaction within the zone, you can trust it. Outside the zone, you can't trust it. The very same guy. You see, if he's walked, you know, across the line, you can accept it. If not. I think I told you the Mishnah is a lot of the same kind of thing. I guess with all these things, halacha works this way. You have to set up some rule, and that's the rule. What do you want? Like, we appreciate that it's the same person, the same pots, and you're the same guy. But if the transaction happens too far away, it's not allowed to be done. It can't be trusted. That's not how the bartender learns. The bartender learns that basically, yeah. If it's, you have to know it was this guy where it came from. If he has a hetzer if he comes in, but if he gives it to another potter, or he takes it from some, he purchases a pot from within, and you don't know it's the guy who lives within the zone, or if even if it's the same purchaser, but you buying it from a person, not the person who like bought it from a person who claims he bought it from such a person, you can't trust it. So I think the Bartholomew is more difficult. I think the more reads much more simply, just simply saying it's the same guy, the same transaction. If you're close enough, it's allowed. Not close enough, disallowed. Fun. Easy enough.